McRiver. He's already said on social media the crash of a commercial jet and military helicopter was preventable. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put out a video statement.
We are actively working to investigate and understand what occurred and why.
The helicopter's aviation battalion's been put on an operational pause. 64 passengers and crew were aboard the American Airlines regional jet that collided with the Black Hawk, which had three on board. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
It's now a recovery operation in the Potomac. At least 28 bodies and aircraft debris have been recovered. Former NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt is a CBS News safety analyst.
What they're going to find out is who is in the wrong position. Those pilots of the airplane, they were busy turning at very low altitude to line up with the runway. They're focused on getting the airplane safely on the ground. They're not going to be at that point looking for traffic because they should be in a traffic-free environment at that point.
Well, CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Airplanes have sort of a large blind spot. It's not like a car where you can look in the rearview mirror, you can look over your shoulder and see behind you. They can see out the windows, and that's about it. So they may have never seen this helicopter coming.
U.S. Figure Skating says two teenage athletes, two of their parents, and two highly regarded Russian coaches were among those killed in the crash. The American flight originated in Wichita, Kansas. Lily Wu is the mayor.
We mourn with all those who have been impacted. This is a terrible tragedy that will unite those in Washington, D.C. and Wichita, Kansas forever.
Reagan National Airport, closed since the crash last night, is reopening now. Senate confirmation hearing this morning for a key Trump nominee.
I'm Vicki Barker. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says President Trump's choice for FBI Director Kash Patel is the man to
return the FBI to its core mission of fighting crime.
Saying the FBI was weaponized under President Biden, but to ranking Democrat Dick Durbin.
Mr. Patel has neither the experience, the temperament, nor the judgment.
Calling Patel a Trump loyalist who's peddled debunked conspiracy theories and threatened reprisals against political opponents.
The government says the economy grew at an annual rate of 2.3% over the final 3 months of the year and expanded 2.8% for all of 2024. Right now, the Dow is up 37 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. The Racine Harbor Market has been renamed. It's now the Racine Haymarket, reflecting the area's historical significance. The Downtown Racine Corporation is seeking vendors for the 7 Thursday night events when the Haymarket returns this summer. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. In a press conference, the CEO of a Waukegan hospital where a woman died of the cold is calling for the Lake County coroner to be removed from the case. Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel challenged coroner Jennifer Bannock's statement about Chelsea Adolphus' death. She died last week after getting locked out on the roof. Bannock is a former Vista employee. And we have always wanted to live in a neighborhood with someone like the Zosky family in Kenosha County. The sheriff's office there honored the Zoskys with their sheriff's award for their life-saving actions last year. The family alerted authorities after not seeing their neighbor's vehicle move for several days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to get help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 of 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy, and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 44 degrees.
Song that was his first hit with Herman's Hermits. Be listening after 2 o'clock this afternoon to the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Your chance to win one of two pairs of tickets to see him that we're giving away this afternoon on WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Distinction, not the Fifth Dimension, sounds like him though, on WRJN, station with local news and timeless hits. A reminder that it's still going to be chilly in February, even though we got a warm day going on today in southeastern Wisconsin, temperatures close to 50. It's still appropriate to remind you that the Chilly Ice Walk is set to happen on Saturday, February 22nd from noon until 4 downtown. 10 different locations serving chili. And as if that's not enough reason to go, take the kids. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for them. There's going to be ice sculpting that you can see and much more. There's a link on our website that you can click for more details. And we'll see you there, huh? And it's a good time. Our website, WRJN.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. If you love chocolate, get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball, stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
amazed in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN with the Shirelles, doling out advice from Mama. Mama gave the same advice to Diana Ross and the Supremes. They didn't follow it so much. Here's Love Child, WRJN.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes I see reflected, I heard. Rejected love child, never meant to be a love child. Born in poverty, a love child, never meant to be a
Temptations out of Motown on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And Paul Harvey, another rest of the story, this one about an invention, the invention of something you have in your kitchen. I'm practically guarantee it that you have this. And that story coming up at 12:05 on WRJN. But first, Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Microsoft purchase price is now known. The tech company is spending $3.3 billion in Racine County for a data center campus on the former Foxconn site. State records released this week show Microsoft paid about $34 million for a chunk of land near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's a 240-acre site with plans to develop a new data center there, consisting of four buildings. The tech company says the investment is separate from its ongoing Mount Pleasant project. A week after the death of a woman at his hospital, the CEO of a Waukegan facility is criticizing the coroner. At a press conference yesterday, Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel defended the hospital's actions and criticized Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock. He's not happy with her handling of the investigation. Chelsea Adolphus went to the hospital last Tuesday for treatment. Thursday night, she was found locked out on the roof and later died due to the cold. The CEO says hospital staff followed protocol when Adolphus went missing. The coroner in Lake County is a former Vista employee, with Vista officials looking to have her taken off the investigation. A neighbor that looked out for another neighbor and likely saved a life was honored this week. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office presented the Sheriff's Award to the Zosky family for their quick thinking that saved a neighbor's life. They called police after noticing the neighbor's vehicle had not moved for days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to reach out for help. The Sheriff's Office is praising the family for their outstanding community spirit and neighborly actions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 at 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy and cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Of all his greatest hit on WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And there you were. I needed someone.
without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Sugar to my soul.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And this one from the Association. You will hear this one in concert February 28th. Listen after 2 o'clock to win tickets to see them at the Genesee Theater from WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN. I often credit this band with bringing rock and roll back to rock and roll after the psychedelic period. Here is CCR on RJN.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
WRJN. the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. And don't it seem like
it's just keep getting harder to find? And all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump calls it an hour of anguish for our nation after the deadly mid-air collision above the Potomac River. No survivors, he says, in the crash of an American Airlines regional jet with 64 on board and a U.S. Army helicopter with three. Trump says there are early indications of what may have gone wrong, and he says of the airline pilots,
he was doing everything right. He was on track. He was the same track as everybody else that came in. It's probably the same track as they've had for 25 years or more. And for some reason, he had a helicopter that was at the same height and going at an angle that was unbelievably bad.
The NTSB has not given firm information about the possible cause, and Trump blamed Obama and Biden diversity policies for getting in the way of safety.
We have to have our smartest people. It doesn't matter what they look like, how they speak, who they are. It matters intellect, talent, the word talent. They have to be talented, naturally talented geniuses.
CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
Military aircraft do have to coexist side by side with this very busy airport, which is right in the center.